Natalia, what a Builder Bridge. A great little mare to bring up a treble for the day, and she's racing in great form, Builder Bridge.
She certainly is, Pete. She's just been exceeding above and beyond all expectations that we had early in her prep.
I spoke to Charlie just after the race, and the trainer, Charlie Goggin, and he said that, I said, would you have expected her to win 5 out of 6 at this time last year? And he said, no way in hell. But when mares, you know, find good form at her age and over this sort of distance, is she as good now as she was, say, 3 wins back?
She certainly is. She's probably even better because it's a confidence thing for her. After her first win, and we're talking now, you know,
six starts back,
Charlie said, oh, you know, she needs to win one more and then she'll go out for a break, because she's been up this today is probably a 24th or 25th race for the season, for her prep. So it's been up, she's been up from last year. And he said, and then when I won, you know, the second race on her, and I said, Charlie, you promised she's going for a break. And I know, he goes, as long as she keeps winning and feeling well, she's going to be going around, because once mares goes out, they don't always come back as good. And she's just above and beyond.
Yeah, well, now she's got 4 in a row. Where she was today, she's a little bit versatile. You've been able to ride her on the pace where need be. Today you opted to go back because there was a bit of speed there. That was a planned move?
Not at all. With her, when I do my form, I look at the speed around me in the race, but I also leave it up to her to how she feels. As long as she's travelling and she's comfortable, I leave it to her. Charlie always says, just keep her comfortable. And today I actually had to grab a hold about 150 metres out the gates because something was sort of shifting in front of me and she was getting keen. She just went to sleep. And I was thinking to myself, what excuses am I going to come up to Charlie with when I get beat because it just went to sleep? And come on, get going. Worked into it really well and found the line enormous.
Give you the impression that maybe she could step up to 2,000?
I don't know. I leave it up to Charlie. I just do my job on the day. He's the mastermind. Like, he's got her from a mile back to 14, up to a mile again, back to 14 today. He's just the mastermind behind it.
Okay. All right. Well done. Another treble today so far. The meeting's not over yet. You must be thrilled about winning the apprentice's title last season. You put in a lot of hard work, and all the hard work early paid off, and you were very elated at winning the apprentice's title.
Thank you very much, Pete. Yeah, I got a lot of support from the top trainers here, Charlie Goggin and the likes of the Lathrop family completely, and Blackers all together. And I just had an enormous season, and above and beyond. It's great.
Now, let's carry it over to Victoria, because you're getting more rides in Victoria because of your success here, and people are starting to take notice of you, and that's a good thing. You excited about the future?
Absolutely. Better and greater things to come.
Okay, now you're with Heath Connors, of course. He's a good master and a good bloke.
Fantastic.
And a great supporter of you. Any idea of some good horses you might be able to get on of Heath's in the coming months?
Well, I have been booked to ride Sen Express, and she won 2 at the Valley over the last 4 starts there, so she's been going pretty well. I'm going to be riding her throughout this prep, and who knows, all you need is one good horse.
That's true, we need one good one. Anyway, well done, Talia. Great to win the premiership.
Thank you.
And it's so good that you've kept it rolling with a treble today, and I'm sure there's plenty more to come.
Thank you so much.